Okay, so we saw the Mishnah yesterday. It's important for us to sum up the Mishnah because we'll see in the Gemara that there is a discussion on how we paskin lahalacha in the various cases. We brought two cases where there's a machlokes between the Chachomim and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Chachomim, the Tanakhama, held that if the Beis Din said, bring a proof within 30 days, and he didn't, he still has the right to be soiser es hadin, which means that if eventually, even on day 40, he brings a proof, we do not say that it's too late, you missed the boat. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, sorry, excuse me, the other way around.
That's right.
Chachamim say that if you missed the 30-day line, then you missed the 30-day line. We told you we're giving you 30 days and that's it. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagreed and he says, Ma yaseh, what do you want him to do? It's not his fault that he was unable to track down Edim until this point, or that he was unable to find the Shtar. Therefore, even if he brings it afterwards, he could still be Soiser the Din. That was Machlokes number one. Machlokes number two was nothing to do with the timeline, but rather it was where there were suspicious circumstances. What were the suspicious circumstances? It was suspicious because we clearly asked him, do you have a proof? And he said, no. Do you have Edim? No. And then sometime afterwards, all of a sudden, he shows up with a shtar, or he shows up with Edim. So once again, the Chachomim said, I'm sorry, he cannot be Soiser Din. It looks suspicious. We can't say Bavadai, but we have to be Choshesh, Rashi said, that perhaps he just dreamed up this shtar, because after all, didn't he say that he didn't have one? So if he said he didn't have one, very, very suspicious that all of a sudden he shows up with one. Or if he said specifically, we asked him, do you have Edim? And he said, no. So we're worried, we can't say Bavadai, Rashi says Chayshinon. We're worried that maybe, just maybe, he hired these Edim. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel once again disagrees. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that no, it's not his fault. Even though he said, I don't have a proof, it's not his fault. He genuinely meant it and he only discovered it afterwards. So I don't see that as enough to be suspicious. That was the second case. Now, the third and final case is there was no machlokes. The third machlokes was when they asked him, do you have Edim? Do you have Shtar? No. Fine. They passed in the din and they said, you're guilty. Oh, actually, I've got Shtar. Where is it? In my pocket. That, as Rashi says, is not just Chashinon, is Vadai. Therefore, either Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who is prepared to give the benefit on the doubt in the last case, but not so in this case. Why? Because this really does look extremely, extremely suspicious that if he would have come later on with it, as we said before, if you come later on, then Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I would have given him the benefit of the doubt, and I would have said that maybe he didn't realize that there was, in fact, that there was, in fact, a proof to be found. He wasn't aware of it, and now we just discovered it. That could be. But where you suddenly turn up with it, all of a sudden, when what? When you are made guilty and then suddenly you announce, oh yes, look what I've got, that is highly suspicious. And therefore, in that case, we really do say that he's not believed. So that was a third case. So what we now have to focus on is, of course, those first two cases. Why? Because those are the two cases where there is a machlokes. Number one, the case when he was given a 30-day deadline. Number two, when he was not given a deadline, but they asked him, do you have proof? And he said clearly, no. And then later on, he suddenly brought proof. Those two cases we need to now look at because we need to know, how do we paskin? There's no discussion, obviously, in the very final case when he dug up a shtar immediately having been found guilty. I don't need to discuss what we paskin there. Why not? Because there's no machlokes. So obviously, he's not believed. Everybody agrees. But those first two cases, that's where we had a machlokes Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore it's absolutely critical for us to try and work out now What do we pasken? And this is now what we look in the Gemara. So have a look at the Gemara. Oma Rabbo Barav Huna Halocha Kerb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Now, what does that mean, Halocha Kerb Shimon Ben Gamliel? In which case? Is that going on case number one or case number two? So the assumption, if the Gemara doesn't tell us, what's the assumption going to be? That probably, which case is it referring to?
This one.
The first case. So have a look at Rashi. Rashi says so. First Rashi on the Gemara. Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, says Rashi, akamaisa koi. What does that mean, akamaisa koi? Akamaisa. It's going on that very first case. That very first case where, says Rashi, kiven deloy omar ein li. Remember, he never said that I don't have proof. All they asked him, and they said, if you want to bring proof, please do so within 30 days. Everybody understands that's not as bad as the other case where he literally says, I don't have proof. That's the second case. We'll have to discuss that in a moment. But in the first case where he didn't say that, the Beis Din just gave him a 30-day period in which to bring a proof. The Tanna Kamma said, if you miss the 30-day deadline, it's all over. But Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's not his fault. He only managed to get hold of a proof after 30 days. It says Rashi again, Akamaisa Koi. It's referring to the Kamaisa, the very first case. And we pass out of Shimon Gamliel. Why? Kevin Deloy Omar. Because he did not say, quote unquote, ainly. He never said, I don't have. He never says, I don't have. Therefore, Afal Gav Deloy Motza B'Toyach Shleishim Yoim. Even though he did not manage to discover this proof within the allotted 30-day time, it doesn't matter. We still believe him. Had he said ainly, then maybe I would not go with Rav Shimon Gamliel because of these very suspicious circumstances. But if I was given 30 days, I never said that I don't have a proof, so then I'm happy to be semech on Rav Shimon Gamliel. So now look back into the Gemara. Oma Rabo Barav Huna. Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So in this very first case, we pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'omar Rabba Bahuna. Now Rabba Huna added another line and he said, Ein halacha k'divrei chachamim. Now that's obviously very strange. You're basically telling me the same thing twice. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Pshita. Kiven the Oma halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Once you told me that the halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, well, mimele yodanos. Then obviously I now know the in halacha k'chachamim. I don't need to say the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and also, by the way, the halacha is not like Beis Shammai. That's the same thing twice. So if we have a machlokes in the chachamim and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and you've already told me that the halacha follows the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so why is it now necessary to say, and by the way, halacha does not follow the opinion of the Chachamim? That's the same thing twice. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so poshut. It was very important to point out that not only is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's important to point out the halacha is not like the Chachamim. Why? Why? Says the Gemara. Mahu detema. You might have said, you might have been excused for thinking that actually, even though we told me hani mele lechatchila, avol b'di eved shapir domi. You might have distinguished between lechatchila and b'di'evet. What does that mean, lechatchila and bedieved? So let's carry on. Kamash malon, that no. De'i ovad, if you did so, mahadrin on le, you would return it. What does that mean? How could you possibly differentiate in our case between lechatchila and bedieved? What does that mean? What does that mean? So now let's design the scenario, and I think it will become very understandable. We have two people in Beis Din, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is being accused of owing $1,000 to Shimon. It's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and the Beis Din tell him, listen, you have 30 days until Rosh Chodesh Sivan to declare your innocence. If you manage to bring a proof in your direction, you will not need to pay Shimon $1,000. Okay. We wait 30 days patiently till Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Reuven is not forthcoming. So, what would the Chachamim say? The Chachamim would say, that's it. Fine. We gave you 30 days, and it's too late now. So you have to pay the $1,000. What would Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. It's true you gave him 30 days and he was hoping to find a proof within 30 days, but it's not his fault. It's not his fault. So therefore, what would Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? He's still proven innocent. And that's what it meant, halacha, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And that, even though you missed the 30-day deadline, you are still declared innocent. And that's what he meant by those words. So why did he now have to add words? The halacha is not like the chachamim. Isn't that the same thing twice? So the Gemara says, no. It's true, we paskin la Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that even if he missed a 30-day timeline, he can still declare his innocence. But maybe that's only lechatchila if he hasn't yet paid up. But what happens if he missed the 30-day timeline? So for the moment, the Bezin says, fine, we gave you 30 days. You didn't bring a proof. Pay up. And he paid up. And then a week later, he suddenly shows up with Aidin. And he says, well, you told me that we passed out of Shimon ben Gamliel. Let me just take this phone out. Sorry. Yeah. So therefore, if he's already paid up the money, then what might I have said? Yes, the halacha was like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that we accept a proof even after 30 days, but maybe that's only lechatchila if you haven't paid up the money. But once you've paid up the money to now be soisa the din, to say, oh, you get your money back, maybe b'di'evet, I would have relied on the Rabbanon. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Not only do I paskin Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lechatchila, even b'di'evet, the 30-day timeline expired. He was made to pay the $1,000, and then 6 months later, he comes with a proof. And he says, don't we paskin Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Even though I missed the 30-day deadline, I can still bring a proof. Yes, you can. Not only can you, even though you've already laid out, you've paid up the money, you will get it back. We will be seisadadim. And that's how the Gemara is answering the question. That's why Rabbi Bahuna needed to say, the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and the halacha is not like the Chachamim. Isn't that the same thing twice? Says the Gemara, no, because I would have thought, if I only would have said the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, maybe that means lechatchila, the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, as long as you haven't paid. But b'di'evet, if you've paid up, maybe you can't now overturn that. That's why he had to add those words, that actually not. We would even now turn over the din completely. And therefore, even if he really has paid up the money, we in fact would ask the Bezdin to completely switch around the din and you would get the money back. So have a look again at the Gemara from the word Pshita. Pshita, kiven de oma alocha kem Shimon ben Gamliel. Once you told me the alocha zar Shimon Gamliel, memeila yodano dein alocha kechamim. Obviously, I now know that alocha is not like the chachamim. Aren't you just repeating the same thing twice? Says Amor, no, because mahu de tema, I would have thought, had you only told me the alocha zar Shimon Gamliel, I would have thought, hani mele lechatchila. Maybe that's only true lechatchila, that we would still accept the proof after 30 days, as long as you haven't paid out the money. Avol d'yeved, but maybe b'd'yeved, once you've paid out the money, shapir domi, then it's all over. And now we would follow the opinion of the Chachomim. Kamash malon. That's why we need to be told that no, d'i obad, even if you did so, you actually paid up the money. Nonetheless, mahadrinon le, we would reverse it. Says Rashi, d'i ovad karabonon, even if you did like the rabonon, meaning you made him pay up, sorry, mahader uvda, you would recant that and you would totally say, I'm sorry, it's absolutely his prerogative to bring Adam even after the 30-day deadline, because we paskin at Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel, not only lechatchila, but even b'di'evet. Okay. Now, by the way, just as a little note, look back into the Mishnah for a moment. On the very last narrow line of the Gemara. That very last line where the Gemara says, Einoi soysa, Omar Hashem Gamliel, Maya says, Shaloi motza b'toich shloishim, motza l'acha shloishim. It's not his fault that he couldn't find it within 30 days, and he found it only after 30 days. It turns out that the Gemara is paskin like that. So did you notice on that last line of the Mishnah next to the word ma, there's a little letter in the margin, a little ches. So remember we said that always is the secret. You look in the top left-hand corner, you'll find where it appears in Shulchan Aruch and where it appears in the Rambam. But now we understand why, in fact, we paskin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because the Gemara told us so. And the Gemara emphatically said, not only do we pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's not just a matter of lechatchila. Even b'di'evet, even if he's actually paid up the money, doesn't matter. If he turns up now, 25 years later, and says, do you remember that court case that you had in the year 2000? And you made me pay up $1,000? I've just now discovered a shtar that proves my innocence all along. We will accept that and we will overturn the ruling and we will demand that Shimon pays the $1,000 back. That is the halacha. Okay. Now, we still do not yet know what is the halacha in the second case. Remember, the second case was a completely different case. The second case is when we specifically asked him, do you have any proof? Or do you have Adam? What did he say? He says, no, I do not. Well, that is very suspicious when all of a sudden he turns up a few weeks later and says, actually, I do. That is much worse than the first case. Do we all understand, Rabbosai, that even if we paskin Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the first case, that does not necessarily mean that we paskin Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the second case? Do we all appreciate that? It could well be that we paskin Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, as indeed we do, in the first case, because if you missed the 30-day timeline, we can understand Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's logic. It's not your fault. You wanted to find it. You didn't find it. You only discovered it after 30 days. But maybe in the second case, which is much worse, maybe there we would pass another chachamim. I'm very sorry. If you declared clearly, ainly, you said, I do not have a proof. And then sometime later, you suddenly show up with a proof, then maybe we would go with the chachamim. I'm sorry. That definitely arouses suspicion. So let's have a look at the Gemara. Omar le havei edim. when they told him, bring Edom, and he says, I don't have, Omer Rav Shem Gamliel, etc., etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Abahuna, Omer Rav Yechanan, it's the same Rav Abahuna. In this case, halacha, kedivrei chachamim. Indeed, as suspected, in this case, we do not paskan at Rav Shimon Gamliel. To the contrary, faket, we paskan at the chachamim. And once again, says the Gemara, v'omer Rav Abahuna, Omer Rav Yechanan, ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. So once again, faced with the same question. He seemed to say the same thing twice. If you tell me that Aloch is Lada Chachamim, then that means Aloch is not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, Rabbi Yisai, you have to hold cup over here. Even if you're in Herzliya, you have to hold cup over here. Oin Rama Aleph, Oin Rama Gimel. In the first case, what did we say? Again, you were given a 30-day timeline. You missed the boat. What did the Gemara say? It's not too late. It's never too late. We paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we do not paskin like the Chachamim. Why did we need to add that extra line? Because I might have thought that maybe I should paskin like the Chachamim b'di'evit. Does that teretz work for our case as well? We've now moved on to the last case. Nothing to do with the 30-day rule, but rather they asked and they said to him, Have Edim, bring Edim. And he said, I do not have. And all of a sudden he shows up with Edim. That's the case. So what did the Gemara say? Well, in that case, we jolly well paskin like the Chachamim. Very, very suspicious. And then the Gemara added, and we do not paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara is asking the same question. Pshita kevin da'am alocha k'divrei chachamim memeila yadina da'in alocha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Question mark. Now, could we suggest the same teretz as last time? That there will be a distinction between lechatchila and b'di'evit. Maybe you're right, lechatchila, we paskin like the Rabbonon. Which means that what? That if he says, I don't have Edim, and so all of a sudden he shows up with Edim, we would not accept them because it's suspicious. But maybe b'di'evet, if for some reason we did accept them, you're right, maybe we shouldn't have. But if we did accept them, maybe we'll go with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And maybe that's why I need to be told that actually, no, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Would that teretz be a good teretz? And the answer is, no, it would not be a good teretz. Why? Because when we have a Tana Kama who we're calling the Chachamim, that is the majority opinion. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a yochid. So therefore, if you tell me that halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, fine, I'll accept that. But I've still got license to say that maybe, just maybe, just maybe, I would have thought that we paskin like the Rabbim, that's the Chachamim, at least b'di'evet. That's why that teretz worked in the Reisha. But over here, what did you want the Gemara to say? Yes, we paskin like the Chachamim, but that's only lechatchila. But maybe b'di'evet, I'll go with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. No, that's unsatisfactory. There's no way that b'di'evet we're going to go with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel because he's the yochid neged the rabbim. So the teretz that we said in the beginning of the Gemara is not going to help now at this stage. Have a look at Rashi. Rashi actually mentions this clearly. Look at Rashi, along Rashi. Memele yadinon. Don't we automatically know Deina locha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? The Hocha, says Rashi, over here, the teretz that the Gemara gave previously will not work. Leka lemeima kedele elmine. over here, we cannot say, like we said previously, de'i ovad, if you did so b'dieved, maybe you'd be okay. No, 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 no. That teretz would not work. Why not? So bishleima hosam. Bishleima, in the first case, we were talking about the 30-day rule that we passed on out of Shimon ben Gamliel. Ilav dehodar. If he wouldn't have then said, then hava amina, then indeed I would have had a genuine hava amina. If you did so, we would not reverse the case. The alim koyach, because the koyach is very strong of the divrei hamarubin, of the words of the majority. So maybe the chachomim, even though we don't go with them l'chatchila, but definitely b'di'eved, once he's paid up, it's all over, and I'm going to go with the marubin. Aval hocha. But over here, kevim da'am halacha kechachomim. Once I told you the halacha is chachomim, pshita di'ovad kiyochit mahadrinon lehu. Obviously, nobody's going to say that if I did b'di'eved like the yochid, I'll be okay. Of course not. I'm never going to go with a yochid in the face of the rabbim. If you tell me the halacha is like the yochid, okay, then so be it. But if you tell me the halacha is like the rabbim, you can hardly say, well, but yeah, it's not so bad. Maybe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion could be relied on. Absolutely not. He's the yochid. And if that's the case, then we're in big trouble. Why are we in big trouble? Why did the Gemara need to say the halacha is like the chachamim? And then add, and the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why do we need to add those words? Says the Gemara, Hokamash Malon. Do you know what we're teaching over here? Do you know why I'm stressing that we do not paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Even though surely that was inferred absolutely clearly as soon as I said the halacha is like the chachamim. Why did I then add those words, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Kamash malon de bahahi. What I'm trying to stress is that in this particular case, ein halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What I'm stressing is that in this particular case, there is something unique. And that is, the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. But ha, b'kulhu. But otherwise, generally speaking, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I'm trying to insinuate that there is something very unique over here in that we do not paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why was that emphasis important? Because I wanted to stress that over here, we do not pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But elsewhere, we absolutely do. Bechol ha-Torah kula, we pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's why he needed to emphasize over here not. Why did he need to make such an emphasis out of it? Says the Gemara, la'afuke, because he wanted to come to exclude the following opinion. Meho do oma rabba bachano oma rabbi yechanan. Kol mokoim sheshono Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnaseinu. Everywhere that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is mentioned in our Mishnah, halacha kamoisoi, the halacha follows him, chutz mei, three cases. Orev, Tzedon, and Raya Achreina. Raya Achreina is our case. Raya Achreina, it's the last case of Raya. In other words, when you bring a Raya, you bring a Shtar afterwards. So what did that opinion say? That B'chol HaTorah Kula, we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, except in three cases. This is one of them. The Gemara is trying to say, that's why we're emphasizing that, no, I disagree with that opinion. And I hold that the halacha is that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel absolutely in every single case. With how many exceptions? Only one exception, our case. As opposed to the other opinion who says that how many exceptions are there? Three. That's why he was making such a big emphasis. the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, does not follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, but elsewhere it jolly well does. Where elsewhere? Absolutely everywhere. As opposed to the other opinion who says, no, it's true that normally we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel, but there are three exceptions, with this being one of them. Our Gemara is teaching us to know there's only one exception, this is it. But otherwise, we always pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yes, Rav Nachman.
In the first case where we don't follow the Chachamim, but Bidi Eved, it would be okay because they were the majority?
No. That was just a Havamina.
It was just a Havamina.
Yeah, the Havamina. That's why we needed to point out. That's why I needed to say this double statement. We Paskan Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we do not Paskan Chachamim, even Bidi Eved, because I might have been excused for thinking that you do. So, Al Kolponim Rabbeisai, it turns out, that who do we paska like in the second case, this case that we're calling Raya Achreina Lechachamim? So once again, Rabbi Yisai, if you look back into the Mishnah, on the first very wide line, Omar Loi Havei Eidim V'Omar Einli Eidim, Omar Havei Raya V'Omar Einli Raya, Ula Achar Zman, and some later point, Havi Raya Motza Eidim, Hare Ze Einoi Klum, and you notice the little letter Tess, next to the words Harizah Einoi Klum, which means that we paskin in that particular case like the Rabbonon. So in the final analysis, in the first case we paskin Rav Shimon Gamliel, in the second case we paskin like the Rabbonon. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll carry on.
Right.